This is WTAQ's entry in the category Best Interview.
During our coverage this week from Tampa, one of the people I spoke with was Washington State Delegate Hossam Karan, and he had quite an interesting story to tell about why he is a Republican. Here it is.
Hossam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, here, I want you to start, kind of redo what you did for me off the air. Tell folks about your background, where you came from, how you came from here, and what you do, and why you are so passionate as you are about this.
Well, thank you for having me, and I just want to let you know that we're very fortunate and honored to be in this great nation here. We're from Iran originally. We were kicked out of Iran about 33, 40 years ago, and my dad was wise enough to pick the best place in the world. It brought us here. We were kids. We grew up here, and this great nation gave us sanctuary and treated us as one of our own children. I went to school, got a degree in engineering, worked for Boeing. I did some consulting work for the military. And I started my own small business. We're in construction and development. And I could never imagine the day would come that I would see the biggest entrepreneur country in the world, the United States, hands tied at the back and would not let our small business to operate. This is what's happening to our country. Obama administrations have done the biggest crime to the entrepreneurship by Dodd-Frank, by imposing additional burdens and sanctions on small businesses. In the development business we're in, we got two projects, we could put 100 people back to work, but we can't because of the regulations. We're immigrants. We want to go to work. We don't need any handoff from the Obama administration. Please leave us alone. Let us go to work. We're going to restore the America we have in our dreams.
You know, that's interesting. There's a semi-regular caller, and I know the gentleman personally to my show, who is a physician in Green Bay, who also comes from Iran. And it's interesting how those of you who know the experience from outside the United States, I think have a better grip than we do on what's at risk here and what we're losing.
Absolutely, absolutely. We live in the greatest place on the planet Earth. Don't you ever forget this. I'm a Muslim. You know, I'm part of this delegation, honored to be here. Even to get more interesting, at the last convention, I was a Huckabee supporter, Governor Huckabee supporter. Here I was, a Muslim, and I was one of the two delegates and alternates who was able to go to the national convention on a Christian slate representing Governor Huckabee. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
Our country is beyond, you know, religion, is beyond color of skin. Its color, ethnicity, it focuses on output. What can you do for a great nation, and what can you do for your family? That's what unites us. And this is what Obama administration is doing here. He's taking the incentive away from the Americans, from immigrants, whatever the religion may be, whatever they may be from, to want a better world for their family and for their country.
Talking with Washington State Delegate at the Republican National Convention, Hossam Karan. You are an apartment developer. Tell me emotionally what it meant to you when you first heard President Obama say you didn't build that.
Oh, God. I mean, I can't tell you how hard I work in my life. We started from zero. I mean, we didn't have anything. We came here empty pockets here. There was no handouts. It was all hard work for 30 years. I mean, I worked literally 7 days a week. I didn't have the breaks, didn't have vacation pay, didn't have holiday pay. And then somebody come and tell me, you didn't build it, you have it because somebody else. It's unbelievable. How could the President of the United States, who's supposed to be the leader of the free world and economic enterprise, could be so off the base? You tell me. I don't get it.
This is the battle for the middle class. If you know. What the class warfare that President Obama and the Democrats are waging. You made the case before we came on that nobody is crippling the middle class worse than the Obama administration.
Let me tell you here, because we're in the housing sector. We build and manage apartment homes. Obama administrations came with a host of promises, and people trusted in Obama and fell for him and voted for him. The notion was, we're going to provide for the middle class, we're going to give them a better life, you're going to have all these things, a lot of them for free. Well, let me tell you on the housing sector here. In Washington State, thanks to, you know, our better economy, Boeing and Microsoft, you know, apartment rents have gone up about 10 or 20% in the last 2 years. You believe the burden that this imposes on the middle class and the young, the elderly, the people on fixed income, people who live on dividends? These people are being crucified. I mean,
but then you get blamed for raising
the
rent.
And we get blamed. But the problem is the landlords or the developers like me, we have a much higher cost of doing business. You see, small businesses don't have access to capital like we used to. So we have to go hard money. Sometimes you have to borrow at a higher rate. We have to pay a lot more for capital. So we have to pass on the cost of additional capital to our tenants, the middle class. And those are the ones who are paying for this. So you could have great ideas. You have noble dreams. You can picture it. Picture perfect for the people, and you can get the votes for it. But if you don't know how to go about implementing those great ideas, you have a disaster on your hand, and that's what we have. The American people are paying the price, and this is really a crime to the middle class. The middle class need to wake up. Are we better off than we were 4 years ago? If you're better off, vote for Obama. If you're not, which I think that's the case for most Americans, it's time for a change.
Talking with Washington State Delegate Hossein Karam, you know, clearly the folks from my state, Wisconsin, are excited. They have Paul Ryan on the ticket. Reince Priebus is the RNC chair. Scott Walker, our governor, is going to have a big night tonight. But I get the sense that whatever state you're from right now, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of excitement. This is the chance to really get this campaign going from here to November.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in this whole place, the synergy is unbelievable here. We got people all over the place here. And we have people from all walks of life. Muslims like me, Christians, Jews, Buddhists, American Indians, all kinds of people here. Because we're not divided. We're not a divided nation here. We are a unified nation. What brings us together is the idea of wanting a better life for our families and then our country. That is what unites us. You take that away from us, then we have nothing left.
You know, that's, and I'll end it with this because that's a great point. Just this question is, that's the allegation against the Republican Party. It's a small tent. We're not inclusive. Suggestions of racism. You just pointed out how big the tent is.
You know, unbelievable. I do candidate calls on behalf of our candidates here. I tell them I'm a Republican here, I'm a Muslim. People love to talk to me. You know, there is no racism. This is all a dream. This is all negative propaganda liberals have imposed on the American people here. Republican Party is a party of opportunity. We're not a party to divide and conquer. We're the party to unite. You know who does the divide and conquer? The guy at the White House. That's what he's trying to do.
Absolutely. And by class and by envy, which will tear this country apart.
By class and color, by religion. You know, we're beyond that. United States is built on noble ideas of wanting to make the family and your life better by working on producing. This is the American dream. This is what this great nation was built on. Wanting a better life. People gave up their homelands from Europe and elsewhere, from Iran that I came, to have a better family. We embrave the difficulties to put together a better life for us here. And then somebody comes and tells you here that you're not entitled to this, what you build, and this is not yours. Somebody else did it for you. I don't get it. I mean, we're in the wrong century or we have the wrong president. I think the answer is the second one.
Hossein Karam, delegate from Washington State. It's a privilege to meet you and talk to you on the radio.
Pleasure to be here. And, you know, I want to tell all listeners that we're going to win this. Let's vote for Romney. Obama is going to end soon.
All right. Thanks again.